Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the How Stuff Works podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by my trusty staff writer, Josh Clark. Josh, how are you today?
I'm great, Candace. How are you?
I'm well. Well, that sounds like it can only mean one thing. Today's topic of choice, is swearing at work a good thing? Josh, you seem to be a pretty gung-ho advocate of this. Why is that?
Candace, you remember my Wear Your Hawaiian Shirt to Work campaign? The whole thing was just a drive to get everybody to loosen up and get to know each other. Well, it didn't take as well as I had hoped, so now I'm starting a Swear at Work campaign.
Oh, you head, I knew exactly where this came from. This article you wrote called, Is Swearing at Work a Good Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is based on an actual study. We're not just like tossing around words for fun here. This came out of Great Britain, the University of East Anglia, where essentially some researchers looked at what happened to people who swore in the workplace.
Yeah, they hung around a mail order warehouse.
Yeah, and they were looking to see if swearing at work alienated coworkers, or if it actually brought them closer together with, all the salty language and people really showing their true colors.
Sure, sure. I could see a lot of cheeky Brits running around the mail order warehouse just cursing up a storm. You know, it had to have been a really fun study to do, I imagine.
Well, I think so. And it was pretty successful, too, because the hypothesis was correct. It really did establish better relationships among employees because they could feel like they were really expressing themselves and really communicating with everyone in an authentic way.
Sure, and it's pretty much basic social bonding theory. The more you share of yourself, the more you can establish social bonds like trust. I mean, How can you truly trust a coworker if they've never heard you swear? I mean, think about how much closer you and I are thanks to the word f*** or son of a bitch, you know, that kind of thing.
I know I say those every time you turn an article to me. But what's interesting, especially about this study, is that the mailroom workers, like you were referring to, these sort of lower level employees, yeah, they really let it rip all the time.
Sure.
But when they examined how the executives behaved and spoke to each other, no one really cussed that much. It was a little bit more reserved and refined.
Right. Well, the study's authors were saying that they hope that while management might not swear, they want to see HR directors maybe look the other way or even encourage it because it does develop social bonds. But you know, the East Anglia study really didn't, you know, put the whole thing to rest. This is a pretty, whether or not we should allow swearing in our culture, whether it be on work or television or radio, is a pretty big ongoing battle.
It really is. And I know, for instance, I was looking at the FCC and some of the rules that they have about swearing and the idea of a fleeting expletive, which is essentially when you just say like, hot piece of ass, and it's not really in context with anything relating to sexual content or bathroom humor. Sometimes the FCC will let networks get away with it. But when you're talking about and there's a toilet in the same sentence, that's not going to fly.
No, I agree. And the FCC is actually as strict as you might think their standards are. They're not strict enough for some people. Have you heard of the Parents Television Council?
Yes, tell me more.
Okay, well, they actually, you may be upset about this. They went after the producers of one of your favorite shows, Gossip Girl. Because they had a, wow, you're really getting the hang of this swearing at work campaign.
Well, I mean, now that I've had to take off my Hawaiian shirt, and mine as well, right?
Yes, I appreciate that, too. So they go after Gossip Girl for this kind of steamy ad promo campaign that they came up with. And they also didn't like 30 Rock's MILF Island episode. Did you see that one?
I missed it.
It was a good one, but the Parents Television Council didn't like it. Actually, these people are pretty scientific. They've released studies of how much of an increase in profanity there's been on television over a set number of years. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, and this is during the family hour, which is 8 to 9 p.m., there is a 22% increase from 2001 to 2006 in profanity, right? They found 815 foul words in 180 hours of programming, which is 4.53 swears an hour.
Wow.
The most amazing thing is that somebody actually sat there and watched 180 hours of television programming and counted every one of the swears.
Well, clearly I'm in the wrong business, but if you want to check out more of our research, read Josh's article on Is Swearing at Work a Good Thing on HowStuffWorks.com.
It's great.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.